Don't go anywhere else, because in this video, you're going to learn everything you need to know about manifesting a specific person, including some real life stories.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High flyers, want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life, the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health and happiness and success that you deserve. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. By the way, we have all kinds of resources there. We have free ebooks. We have free audio programs. We even have a test that you can take. So it's all there at lawofattractionsolutions.com. So what is your world? What is it composed of? How did it get to the way it is now? It's a reflection of your inner vibration. Now, when it comes to manifesting a specific person, most people get trapped inside the rabbit hole. How are they trapped? They believe that it's too difficult. It's too much of a challenge. There are too many obstacles to overcome. If you believe that attracting your SP, your specific person, into your life for a loving, deep, committed relationship is difficult, then it is. The biggest deterrent of all the possible things that could stop you from manifesting your specific person into your life is believing in the 3D, believing in the reality the way it is right now. The more you believe and accept 3D reality, the more 3D reality will give you more of what you don't want. So I had a client named Elizabeth, and Elizabeth had been in a relationship that was passionate, it was deep, it was sincere, there was a lot of love, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he cut it off, and he began ghosting her. And there was no contact, no conversation for 17 months. Her and I worked together for several months. And what we did is we shifted her belief system and her vibration. Early on, she was just in so much pain. I mean, that's all she could focus on was, why did he leave me? We had everything together. Why did it end? And she couldn't escape the pain. All of her friends and family were telling her to move on. He's no good for you. If he cut it off like that, just let it go. And that might be the easier path to take. But that isn't the path that Elizabeth wanted to take. She wanted to find out that, well, it's more than find out. She knew that there was something between the two of them, that they had something special, and she wanted it back. Now, we focused on a technique called ask formations, where we ask questions of the universe. And by asking these questions, they helped Elizabeth shift her vibration. One of the questions that I had her begin asking herself is, what would it feel like if he called me right now and he apologized and said that he wanted to be with me? What would it feel like? And so then I had her focus on those feelings instead of the loss. And she focused on them every time he came into her head. And she was thinking of the loss. She shifted her focus and began to focus on what it would feel like if he texted or called and said, hey, let's get together. I'm sorry this ever happened. And then, following Neville's advice, we went right to the wish fulfilled, right to the end. She began to visualize what it would feel like. She asked herself the question, what it would feel like if the two of them were married, if they had a home together, if they had a family together. Well, high flyers, let me just say this. After 17 months of no contact, they are now married. They have two beautiful children, and they are extremely happy. She could have given up, but she chose not to. It turned out there was a whole misunderstanding on his part about how he thought she felt about him. And one night he called. He says, I just butt dialed you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you. And I immediately told her, call him back immediately and say it was good to hear your voice. And they began talking, and they got together for some wine and some cheese the next night. And it just went from there. They fell back in love. They created a whole new relationship. What most people want to do is save the old relationship. They created a whole new one. Now, I had a client of mine the other day. He said, Robert, aren't these the exceptions rather than the rule? And the answer is no. If you believe and you trust the process, it's the rule that if you loved once and you love deeply, you can love again deeper and stronger the second time around. So Jim was a friend of mine. He was also a client. His girlfriend, they were living together at the time, had moved out. They had a fight. I don't know exactly the details, but it was devastating to Jim. And he was in excruciating pain. And all he wanted was the pain to stop. He wanted her to come back. Because in his mind, if she came back, the pain would stop. Not only that, but during this period of time, Jim was suffering from extreme anxiety and nervousness and worry. What if she never comes back? What if she doesn't believe me? What if it doesn't work out? What if she finds someone else? And that created kind of a vortex of anxiety. And he got locked into that vortex. So what I did is I created a special deep mind relaxation program for Jim. And what it did was it focused on relaxing him and giving him confidence. And by relaxing him, making him feel absolutely certain that everything was actually going to be better going forward. By doing that and giving him that inner confidence he needed, his magnetism grew. He became active. He lost 20 pounds. He started working out. He started eating healthier. Jim became an absolute dynamo for personal magnetism, and other people wanted to date Jim. People at work started kind of, flirting with him and that kind of stuff. And Jim said, what do I do? What do I do? And I said, relax and allow it to come to you. Most importantly, as his confidence grew, as his self-esteem expanded, as he became more relaxed and calm, he was able to detach. It's not that he didn't love his girlfriend. It's not that he didn't want the relationship with her, but he was able to detach and allow it to just work itself out. Allow the energy to flow in his direction. So after 9 months and a third party involved at that, Jim and his girlfriend got back together. They became engaged, and now they're planning to get married. When it comes to manifesting your specific person, what you believe about them and what you believe about 3D reality will prove itself to you 100% of the time. Oh, let me repeat that. What you believe about your specific person and what you believe about the reality that you see will always prove itself to you. You can change what you believe inside, and then you'll start to see changes in the outside. In both cases, they took their specific person off the pedestal and they put themselves back on this pedestal. And they focused on their own personal power. Now, you may disagree with me, but listen to me. I know that if you make a dynamic change within, your specific person will know it on a vibrational level. It's an absolute. Because here's what happens. As you climb back up on the pedestal, as you put yourself on the pedestal instead of them, they will begin to think of you. You'll start to come into their mind. And then I'm going to give you a technique that will amplify it here in a moment. So don't go away. But they'll start thinking about you for no apparent reason. But the reason is the two of you have moved into closer alignment. Their thoughts will become absolutely intense as you begin to engage in cosmic conversation. This is where you send them a thought throughout the day. You don't attach yourself to the thought. You don't sit there and wait for a response. You just send out the thought throughout the day. And you do it as you fall asleep in the evening with pillow talk. Now, this last technique I'm going to give you is absolutely a bulldozer. I mean, it's powerful and it really works, but it's going to require you to take it to the next level. This last technique is extremely powerful and it will have you hitting them with incredible energy. But because of the viewing platform, I'm going to have to ask you to read in between the lines, okay? There's an old song that says, if you can't have the one you want, love the one you're with. If you're the only person that you're with right now, it's time to start using your body as an electric battery for manifesting. In this method, you create energy by giving yourself physical pleasure, whatever works for you. Take your time and allow the energy to build and build and build and become stronger and stronger and stronger. At the point of energetic surge, at that point, you want to be focused completely on the wish fulfilled. The two of you in a deep, committed, loving relationship, or whatever the wish fulfilled looks like and feels like to you. This technique hits them with a blast of energy and will make them literally obsessive about you. The key is to manifesting a specific person into your life is that you cannot be focused on the past. You cannot be focused on 3D reality. You have to change and shift your energy internally. And so the techniques I've shared with you today help you do exactly that. It's absolutely amazing, High Flyers. In 1 minute, the two of you can be like this, at odds with each other. And at the next moment, you can be in a deep, loving, committed relationship. Now, I believe that love is the most important vibrational energy in the universe. I think that love permeates anything that brings you pleasure, a relationship, a marriage, a specific person, but also success in business, also financial success. Look at people that have a lot of money either have a love relationship with money or they have a love relationship with whatever it is they're doing. So in either case, love is the cornerstone and the key. So high flyers, I want to personally invite you to True Love Activation in Sedona, Arizona, the 16th through the 18th of February. I'm telling you now so you can make plans. We've got people coming from Australia. We've got people coming from India. We've got people coming from Europe and all over the United States. I want you to be in the heart of the vortex, experiencing love and the vibration of love like you've never experienced it before. You will have more love flowing through your energy field than you could ever imagine. It's just going to be incredible. TrueLoveActivation.com for all the information, but don't hesitate. Don't say, hey, still got plenty of time, because you really don't. It's filling up now. TrueLoveActivation.com. You have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.